Last I checked, she was on board and on track to become the oldest person to sail solo around the world.
I'm sailing a 38-foot boat, a Naiad. Name is Nereida, named after the handmaidens of Poseidon. She's a sea nymph. She's beautiful and she looks after me really well.
Jean Socrates has had a rough week, though. Jean, hello.
Hello. How are you, Helen?
Look, you were sounding peppier than I would anticipate if I'd been through what you've been through. What's happened?
Well, basically, I had a knockdown. I was actually sailing in really well, trying to get down to Stewart Island in pretty rough conditions. I was actually sailing in 40, 45 knot winds and 8 metre sea, so pretty rough conditions. But we were doing fine. You know, we were sailing along and making good speed and everything was going fine. And then suddenly, I was actually sitting on my bunk on the downside of the boat, the leeward side, getting ready to write my daily blog and position and so on. And suddenly I was drenched with water. You know, there was a crash and, we basically got knocked down. And when I looked out, I saw one of the solar panels had gone, and a bit later the other one went. The wind generator got damaged. And the load of water, I was absolutely drenched from head to toe, absolutely soaking in my bunk as well. It was awful. And my chart table opened up and everything off the chart table flew over to the other side and got soaking wet. I haven't found my logbook yet still. I'm still looking for it.
How are your spirits holding up?
Fine. I've had so many messages from so many people all over the place, you know, you name it. so many Aussies have kind of, sent me messages or tried to talk to me in one way or the other, to send me good wishes and tell me that they're, praying for me and thinking of me and, wishing me well. And then in England, in Canada, in South Africa, in Argentina, I got an email from an Argentinian who I talked to on the radio when I was going by there in the South Atlantic. I've had so many messages. It's just been amazing. I just really feel so well supported. Over.
There was a hairy minute and things are still continuing on. You've bounced back from those. How much further to go?
Well, it's going to be two and a half months more. I've got to get all the way up the Pacific, all the way up to Canada, so British Columbia. So it's a good two and a half months. And that's assuming I've got to get my mainsail back in action, because I had a major problem. I had to repair that, and that took a long time to get sorted, and it's still not in place, so I still can't hoist it. So I'm really only going with a head sail, which is limiting my speed much of the time. Yeah, we've had a few problems on board, quite a few problems. Well, I had a long 9-foot tear in it, basically. I had to repair a 9-foot tear. And I thought I could get the mainsail down to below, and I suddenly realised that was not going to happen. It's just me, and it's a big mainsail, fully battened. It's got these big, long battens in it. And I realised that if I got it off, there's no way I can get it down. If I got it down, there's no way I can get it back up and on again. So I've had to try and repair it in situ, actually on deck. So now I'm trying to perch up on deck, on the highest part of the deck, with all the seas rolling me around, trying to stitch the sail, I had to wait for calm days. I mean, that's why it's taking so long to get done. It took me a long time to realise what I could do, and that got pretty complicated.
Yeah.
And I mean, that repair's done. The stitching, all that side of things is done now. It's a matter of trying to get the sail back onto the mast, because I had to take it, the sail sides that hold it in place there, away in order to access the sail to stitch it. It got a little bit complicated. Anyway, so I've got some sail sides in place, but not all of them. So until I get some more calm weather, I've got to release the entire sail from being tied to the boom so that I can push it forward so that I can get the sides onto into the track there. It just defeated me last time.
You are an inspiring woman, Jean. All the best with the rest, this next leg of the adventure, with the sail, with finding your logbook, all of it. I hope it all comes back together.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate your good wishes. Thank you.